The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Today is the 28th of March. Good job, Liam.
Thank you.
Let it get away again. You and Nathan. Here it is.
It's mind-blowing.
Wait a minute. Doesn't March come in like a lion and leave like a lamb? I mean, that's the old saying, right? March comes in like a lion and leaves like a lamb because, you know, it's springtime, right? I think the old lion's still roaring here. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Of course, Liam is here today, all bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and ready to hunt.
We didn't have coffee this morning, so
I tell you what.
It was
Nathan, you better not be. You know what? You probably woke up this morning just from the thoughts I threw at you. Because we couldn't find. This is where we are in our generations. Oh, there's no coffee filter. You heard of paper towels? Yeah. You take a paper towel, you throw it in there, put the coffee in, and guess what?
It worked.
There you go.
Get the job done.
And then I had people going, no cups. Did you look in the closet?
I didn't even know that we had cups in the closet.
There's cups.
I was livid.
I wasn't even using your name, okay?
We had these little dainty cups.
Where did they come from?
I don't even know. They were like shot glasses.
Yeah.
They were so small.
And then the tops don't fit on. Yeah. And nobody walks around the studios with an open cup after disasters we've had in here, mainly by me. anyway, here we go. What's the weather look like?
Yeah, so it was supposed to snow. There's still a chance of snow today. I don't think it will. But today we have a high of 48, snow, and then rain. Tonight, a low of 39. More rain. The rain's going to continue through Friday with an exception of Thursday. Rain's going to continue through Monday.
Oh, through Monday?
Through Monday.
Okay. There's a chance for showers every day through Monday. Today, it's going to be there, buddy. Tomorrow, thunderstorms.
That's fun.
Woo.
Those are kind of fun.
Hey, weather reports. Just the weather reports. Oh, and a wind advisory. And I-5 shut down.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
You're my weather coordinator here. But hey, weather reports. I'll get into that in a second. But I got to get to Debbie Johnson here, too, the president of CVAG.
Good morning.
Good morning. But let me, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned company, a great group of people, a family-owned company. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They are a veteran-owned company, and they've got deals. They help people stay warm. They do treat their customers as warm friends. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay, I-5 is shut down north. Am I still getting this right? It was earlier this morning.
I'm going to look it up.
Why don't you check on that while I get started here. Debbie.
Yes?
Debbie and Tom Johnson.
Yeah, he's always with me.
He is. Why is it? It's because she's so beautiful, and you do not want to let her get out of sight. That's what it is.
52 years.
He married you when you were four?
At least, yeah.
You.
I was only two.
No, he was only two. Okay. Let me tell you who Debbie and Tom Johnson are. They are two of the nicest people you're ever going to meet in your life. They don't stop me here. I mean it. I'm going to tear up in a minute. You remember the Angel Flights? Was it Angel?
Honor Flights.
Honor Flights. Thank you. There's Angel Flights, too, but
yes,
Honor Flights. Where World War II veterans were flown for free from here back to Washington, D.C. So they got a tour of the World War II monument. All their expenses were handled.
Correct.
There were people that went along kind of helped guardians that went along with them that helped, paid their own way for that to be able to help. And this was your baby. And how many flights did you all go on, approximately?
I personally went on 27 flights. The rest of them did 26.
So there was 53 flights that went back?
26 flights.
Oh, 26 flights. Mm-hmm. And how many people did you take back?
We took about between 750 and 800 World War II veterans and some Korean War veterans.
Yeah.
And a lot of the Guardians were Vietnam veterans, so they were able to experience the wall as well.
I took my mom to the World War II veteran because she was a World War II veteran. She was in the service. And my dad passed before that. And when did it open?
2004.
Yeah, Dad passed in 2002. So I took Mom there. And so she got to see it. And she had put money in for it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know how much it was.
My dad did, too.
Yeah. But then the Vietnam vets got to see the wall, the Vietnam Wall. Powerful, powerful places. Now, the only reason you stopped it was... We ran out of World War II veterans.
Well, we had accomplished our mission for Honor Flight Northern California, which was World War II veterans. A lot of other Honor Flight hubs have continued doing Korean War veterans and Vietnam War. So it's still going on across the country. You can do Bay Area Honor Flight.
Oh, okay. So, but they're coming in from larger groups, and they're starting to combine the groups too.
Yes.
I think. Now there's also a Korean War monument there too. That's a powerful one too.
We've taken them to all of those.
It's like a platoon moving through the snow.
It is.
And on a combat patrol.
Very impressive.
Yeah, it's very impressive. But that's not what we're here for today. But I'm just going to give you a background.
I love reminiscing. That was some of the best time of my life.
Really?
Yes. Taking those heroes.
Yeah. And Rob Burrows helped out a lot
with
that.
Yes, he did.
He was on several of those flights.
Yes.
Rob's just a great guy, too. Mm-hmm. If I win the lotto, I'm building the museum.
Awesome.
I am. I'm just building it. Rob, you heard it. Thousands of people heard it right then. I will build you a museum.
You got to buy a ticket.
What?
To win the lotto.
I do.
All right.
But I wait till it's like 400 million.
There you
go. Then I start. It's got to be 400 million and above. That's when I start getting into it. I'm not going to waste my time on 10 million.
There you go. Okay.
Okay. Hey, look, I'm going to take an early break. And then so we can get into this and talk about all the things that are happening with CVAC. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank, local board of directors. They've been in business 16 years. They've got 4 locations. They are, I keep saying they are. Well, they are our hometown bank, you could say. When it's a community bank, it's kind of like the Cheers of banks. You walk in, they recognize you. Carl, better watch that bank account. Getting a little close. Thank you. Thank you, Sherry. No, they don't do that. But they've got, like I said, 4 branches. 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, 1 down in Anderson. To learn more about Bank Cornerstone, to learn about Cornerstone Bank, go to bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Take a load off, Benny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Benny.
And you put the load right on me.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Redding both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's Cigar of the Humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Here's a little jingle from the Dooley Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the simplest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at bpsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl Bach here at the helm, and Liam at the production. He's running the whole show. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA 2 Area on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. This program may be able to help you. Give them a call at 530-842-1687. That's the PSA 2 to Area Agency on Aging and their Home Fall Prevention Program. I'm here with Debbie Johnson, president of CVAC, which is the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We talked about what they've done in the past with the honor flights and other things that they've done, and Tom's president of the AMVET Service Officers, and we will get to that. Now, you just had your annual 30th Annual Veterans Award Dinner, Friday, March.
The 10th.
Yeah. Okay, now, what happens in there? What is CVAC?
What is CVAC? Well, CVAC, I brought all my information. It's like an umbrella organization for all veteran chartered organizations. Mm-hmm. We also have associate members. We actively support programs that benefit veterans and their families, and we focus on legislative issues
that affect veterans.
Yes.
Okay. So every year you have this?
Well, yes, we like to honor the advocates in our community. The organizations and anyone actually can nominate for these awards through to us. And this year our event was getting back from COVID, not having events, of those fun things. And so we had a full house. We were very excited. We had a new MC. He's breaking out. Lieutenant Jerry Fernandez.
From the Sheriff's Office.
Former
Marine. Yeah, I'm going to have to. He doesn't know it yet. But as soon as I heard his name, he's getting a phone call. we got the Marine Corps Ball coming. And it's
not too
March.
Far.
Yeah, we'll probably have our first meetings.
And another Marine was there, Rick Boatwright. He was kind enough to.
Rick's a member of our.
To do the POW MIA table ceremony for us. And our guest speaker was Brad Long. He was executive director of Veterans Housing Development Corporation. He works with.
Which has been a huge success.
Nation's finest.
Yeah. They've taken a lot of veterans and given them new lives.
They have.
By getting them off the streets, getting them into training, getting them off whatever drug of choice they were using. And Brad's done a great job along with Nation's Heroes.
Nation's Finest.
Nation's Finest, mm-hmm. Right. In fact, they're building a new place down in Shasta Lake City.
Shasta Lake City.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I am, too. That's going to be able to house a number of people there. Okay. So you had a group advocacy award.
We did. The Enterprise Lions Club. They are out there.
They are out there.
They are. Tomorrow morning they're going to be busy helping hand out food to veterans. They take care of the big flag over on Bocelli.
Yeah.
They go into schools and help with screening eye tests for kids and families. They do these screenings in other places, like the Stand Down. Yeah. So
what is
excitement.
Okay. Let's keep going here because then I'm going to ask another question.
Okay.
Okay. Now, then you have.
And the individual award winner was Fred Loveland.
Oh, with the car. And,
yes.
And he just attached a, I don't want to say it's a hearse, but it's a trailer behind his car.
Correct.
A 1934. And he's got it painted. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
You've seen photos of it on Facebook. I share them everywhere.
He honors veterans everywhere he goes. He's at parades. He's at almost always with the Patriot Guard Riders Veterans Ride. They have another initial thing that they do.
Chester
Veterans Escort. So, you just can't say enough about Fred. Just hearing his name, everybody gets something in their head like you did.
Immediately recognize him.
And help kids. If there's a kid in need in this county, that man is willing to step up for any kind of fundraising and any kind of moral support for their families and the families of our deceased veterans. So.
Okay. And then you had the President's Award. Now,
correct.
Is this the one that you choose?
This is the one I choose, yes. And I had... And it's really interesting because this person was also nominated for the individual award mm-hmm. by the lady that shared the award when I received it. I had to call her and say, well, she's not going to get that award. She's going to get it because I've already chosen her for something else. And that was Janelle Word Young. And she is what everyone I believe in this county would be looking up to. Just every day she does something for someone, for veterans, for their families. She's visiting, she's taking food, she's running errands. And it doesn't, you don't have to be the, you know, the president or CEO of something.
She gives herself.
She does.
She doesn't give, maybe she probably gives money, but she gives herself.
She does.
For the veterans.
And just, and it's all from her heart. It's not for any of what we gave of this recognition we gave her, although she's appreciative, but she's just going to go and do the same stuff every day, and that's why she got the award, because that's who she is.
What a nice lady.
She is.
Now, what else? Anything else? Because I'm going to ask you a couple other questions.
Well, you did ask me about the organization, and it's important to know that from these organizations, they join, and then they pick a delegate from their organization to come and represent them at our meetings. So those folks aren't necessarily the leader of the organization. They're just the delegate to CVAC. And so if you have if you're a member of an AMVETS or an American Legion or VFW or Disabled American Veteran, any of those organizations, it's $20 a year. There's power in numbers here with things in our county that need to be addressed for veterans. Think about joining us and having a larger voice together.
Yeah, when you unite like that.
And what were you said you had questions.
You talked about feeding. Is there a program for just veterans for feeding? Veterans or their families are down on their luck, or is it kind of like rolled into other?
Some of it is rolled into others. The folks that won the President's Award last year, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center has a Homeward Bound that works for just veteran families.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of organizations here in town look for veterans in need as well as everyone in need.
Okay. So. Well, CVAC is obviously taking the lead in a lot of these, and their Veterans Awards Dinner is really well done out at Wind River Casino. Plus, they recognize people that do things out of the goodness of their hearts. Yeah. I mean, nobody's getting paid for any of this.
And another one that stood out in the many applications, nominations we had, was Donald Schnetzer Sr. He's at the VFW, that's the new one, 134. And apparently this man got all of the necessary groups together to make that come to fruition down there. What a go-getter.
It's a cool place. Just went in there this weekend, checked it out.
Nice.
The bar, which is in the old place, made it across. It's pool table, shuffleboard table. It's just a nice place. It's a nice place to hang.
Yeah.
And we were looking at it to see how big it was to maybe throw a party there.
Nice.
And
good idea.
Well, it is a good
idea. Parties are fun.
Yeah, parties are fun. And the bar's has appropriately priced drinks.
Oh.
So, I mean,
like that.
Not that you two drink, but for some of us, that's it becomes part of it.
Every now and then we do.
Anything else before we end this here?
You want any history? I've got HUCOV these awards from several years back, and you mentioned Michael Gutierrez.
Yeah.
During the break, he was an individual award winner. You and Linda received the President's Award.
We did.
Larkin David Cockrell received the individual award. VFW 9650 received a group award. The Missing in America Project got the President's Award back in 2014.
Time passes, you know.
I know. Yeah. And Julie Clausen and
Now, Debbie, how do people? You said people can join.
Uh-huh.
So, how do they do that? Who do they get a hold of? If they want to become part of this, how do they do that?
Oh, they can call my number, which is 530-357-3380.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us, but thank you so much for what you do for our veterans. And you and Tom, you two should have special awards. you probably will. You have special awards. I know you have.
Oh,
but you so richly deserve.
Quickly, can I get in?
Sure.
The memorial service on May 30th.
Okay.
It's the 30th annual community memorial service down by the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Center.
That's
everybody's welcome.
And we'll be talking that one up, too.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
And you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
We're going to take a quick break because I see people lining up in the other room. So we'll be right back.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
This is Mandy Ahrens with Shasta Beam High Speed Internet. We have been building new towers and expanding our network so we can offer 100 megabits per second speed packages to rural Northern California, giving you faster and more reliable internet. We understand that high speed internet, unlimited data, and local technical support is important to our community. Shasta Beam has internet packages that start at only $59.95 a month. Call us today for our free installation special and try Shasta Beam risk-free with our money-back guarantee. Visit ShastaBeam.com for more information.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th. Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at coolaprilnights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to coolaprilnights.com. That's coolaprilnights.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. What's the name of that? Rock Me Baby.
It's Wagon Wheel.
Wagon Wheel by who?
Darius Rucker.
Ooh, I like that.
I know.
It may be another one we have to play in a minute. Hey, welcome back. 7:34 in the morning here on the 28th of March. It's going to be raining today. breezy south-southwest winds. Could be snow showers, but it's going to be raining today, tonight, Wednesday. Yeah, all of that. The this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great people, locally owned, locally run. It's a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. It's Four Winds Jewelry. Linda's She Cave, I think she calls it. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. Now, if you're getting up, you're getting ready to think, well, I'm going to head up to Mount Shasta today. Not so fast. All northbound traffic is being held in Fawndale due to whiteout conditions.
Southbound's also.
I'm going to read that part.
Oh, sorry.
Also, but also southbound. But that's up in Edgewood. Due to whiteout conditions, northbound traffic is being screened 10 mile at Fawndale for motorists must have tire chains in their possessions in order to proceed. On 44, chains are required on a single axle drive vehicles towing tow trailers from Viola to Old Station. Chains or snow tires required from the Bogard Ranger Station to the junction of SR 36. And on 299, it's closed to westbound traffic 12 miles west of Whiskeytown due to multiple collisions. Motorists are advised to use an alternate route. Chains are required on all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles, which are snow tires, to Junction City. It's just a whole lot of stuff out there. It's not a good day to be traveling north, and if you're up there in Oregon, south, or other places. So just be aware. I'm here with Gibson Collard and Chuck Baker from Pathways to Hope. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Okay, and we're going to talk about Hope Park, which is?
Yes. So Hope Park is a grant that we received at Pathways to Hope for Children, which is trying to bridge the gap between older adults, 60-plus, with teens in our two teen centers. So we have some money in the bank, so to speak, to bring some volunteers and teens out on these adventures, out to Whiskeytown Lake, where we've done some kayaking, out to do some horseback riding down in Anderson, and then we just did some rock climbing this past weekend. So it's a fun chance to get involved in the community and also have some adventures.
Gibson, what exactly is Pathway to Hope?
Pathways to Hope for Children is an organization that's a, let's see if I get this right, a child abuse prevention organization here in Shasta County.
Well, we all want that.
Yes, we do.
And how long has it been around?
Since 1987, we were known as Shasta CAP, CC, originally, and then we changed our name to Pathways to Hope for Children, just with a little bit more forward, positive thinking. No one wants to come in to the Child Abuse Center, but I think people want to come hang out at Pathways to Hope a little bit more.
I would hope so. The Project Hope is the one that, I'm sorry, Hope Park then is, I've heard of this program you have where seniors are kind of linked up with young people as a mentor and to help them along.
Yes, exactly. And Chuck actually has some great statistics over here about the health benefits of being a volunteer.
Okay, Chuck.
So since I was here last, I have retired from law enforcement. I was a school resource officer.
Worked with kids. That's what you were here before.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Worked with kids professionally as a police officer for more than 10 years. I was pretty lucky in that regard. The thing about being a police officer is when you have something to do, you kind of stick around to do it. So a lot of cops, right after they retire, they find, you know, they do everything they need to do on the honey-do list. They fix up the house as much as they want. They either buy an RV or a Harley because they've already got a pickup truck. So we try to find something to do.
What did you get?
I got a truck. I had the Harley already. So you try to find something to do to fill your time. And I think that this program is so beneficial because it gives so much hope, not just to the kids, but to the people who come and work with the kids. So some of the benefits of volunteers for this program are, according to the longitudinal study of foster grandparent and senior companion programs, that's a big $5 word, 84% reported improved or stable health. 32% reported improved health. 78% felt less depressed. And 88% reported a decrease in feelings of isolation. And I think that's probably why this pilot program was put together, was not just to benefit the children in our area, but also the elderly, the people who maybe need something to do. You know, maybe they need more time to spend.
I think you're absolutely right. What you find is my good friend Brian Martin over at River Commons. He finds people that have come in there that have been kind of isolated in their lives. And when they come in to live there, their whole lives change. And this is a way to do it. You're getting out of the house. You're interacting with younger people. And let me tell you, that right there makes you start thinking in the right way that now, you know, you're not just everything by rote. I get up, I fix breakfast, you know, I watch TV, you know, or other things, go to church on Sundays. But they start walking around, and if you move 30 minutes a day, Dr. Kahn will tell you you're going to live 5 years longer.
Absolutely.
And if you don't do anything else in your life but exercise 30 minutes a day, a walk. So I can understand where this could really help people that are they've retired and maybe they don't know what to do with themselves.
You know, I find it people who have something to look forward to tend to do better. You know, they're happier. Oh, yeah. They have a mission. They have something to go and to do. Whereas if you don't have anything like that, especially if it's not people-oriented, where there aren't people involved, having been involved in churches in the past, sometimes the programs that we had that we would have for not just our elderly members but for our teens, but when we brought those together, those are some really magical moments. And inevitably, as soon as our program that we were doing at that time was over, they'd be asking, when's the next one? Sure. When do we get to get with these kids again?
What's the? I mean, is there an age limit on this thing? I mean, you keep saying elderly, but there could be people that are, you know, 60. And, I mean, to me, elderly is like my parents. They're 91 and 90. That's getting kind of – but yet every year they plan on a trip or two trips, which just like you said, that keeps them motivated. They get maps out. I mean, and then they go on these cruises or whatever they go on.
I'm glad you mentioned that number. That's exactly the number we're looking for, ages 60 and up. You know, when I was younger, I used to think 60 was old. Now, as I approach 60, it's not that old.
Middle age.
Yes,
middle age.
So we're looking for people. We're looking for anyone who wants to work with kids.
There you go.
Because our goal is to, instead of, you know, see all these kids floating down a river, go down and find out why they're falling in. So that's our goal as an organization, is to help people before they are a problem. But we're looking for anyone who wants to work with kids, but most specifically for people ages 60 and up.
Gibson, what's the program? How's the program set up? In other words, okay, I'm a volunteer. I call you. I want to volunteer. What happens?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Reading Teen Center, which is located right on Churn Creek at Four Corners, we have an orientation. So this is kind of the first step, is an orientation and filling out an application. The application is really just for us to get to know you and see kind of how you fit in and get a little bit of information. And then we want to give you a little bit of information about our program, which is why we do an orientation, because we have a lot of different programs. And then at that point, we have a 20-hour training, which sounds like a lot, but actually goes by pretty quickly. And you can kind of break it up in increments. We've also compared it with other organizations, and a lot of other organizations ask for about 60 hours or so. So we felt like 20 was really the minimum to understand the tools that you kind of need to interact with teens, and we don't want to just drop you into the shark tank, so to speak, without kind of knowing what you're getting into.
Shark tank. Maybe could have used a better term on that one, but no. No, I see what you know. You've got to be able to say, hey, this is what's going to happen, and here are your tools if this happens or this happens.
Yeah.
But, I mean, bad things don't happen in this. Those kids are there. They're so happy to see somebody to be with.
When you walk in, you really feel that positive energy. People are just playing games. It's a great center, both of our centers, both of our teen centers are just places of play. And when you walk in, you really feel that energy.
Okay. I'm here with Gibson Collard and Chuck Baker from Pathways to Hope. We're talking about Hope Park. Oh, excuse me. We're talking about Hope Park, and we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you, believe it or not, by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Probably not open today, but as soon as the sun starts shining again, right down to the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros, right here, right down the street from us, and get your car washed. The washes start around $9, and your car or truck comes out looking beautiful. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free at Quick and Clean. These are good people. They've owned that property there for like 100 years plus. Quick and Clean Car Wash, locally owned, locally run. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch specials, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Talk Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:50 in the morning. It's raining. It's going to continue to rain. The weather rock is soaked. It's always right. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Two separate divisions, Judy built, the insurance division and the financial management division. With all the stuff going on out there, how about a second opinion on your retirement plan, your 401k, savings, investments? Give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. Judy's been helping people since 1993. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell, and she treats her customers as friends. Really good people down there at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'm here with Gibson Collard and Chuck Baker from Pathways to Hope, and we were talking Hope Park, which is a program to have seniors 60 and up, I guess, so you would take any volunteers, really. Or is that not right?
Yeah, we have a bunch of events actually coming up here in April. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and so we have a lot of stuff going on, so any age is welcome to help us out with that.
Now the kids, what ages are they?
Our teens and our teen centers are age 13 through 17.
Okay. And they're not really kids. Those are teenagers.
They are teens, yes, but we have other programs to help out the kids as well.
Okay. And you're looking for volunteers.
Yes.
To come up and help. And Chuck's already told us you can get healthier.
Yes.
Mentally and physically doing this. Why? Because you're getting out of the house. You're interacting with people. It's just good for you. And you get trained, 20 hours of training. And then do you pair them up with an individual?
We don't actually. We just have people come in, and we're looking to kind of create those bonds naturally. We don't really want to force people. It's not like a brother-sister in that you take on one mentee. You kind of walk in, and people come up to the teens and ask you questions, and you kind of are welcome to get involved with any sort of program that we have running there. Like, we have art classes and cooking classes, video games, pool tables. So we just kind of match you with things that are of interest to you that you might maybe bring your own skill set as well. So, and then we're also trying to build a new program called LEAP that Chuck might explain in more detail here.
So in a law enforcement community, we look for opportunities to put kids together with law enforcement officers in a non-threatening way. So that's the beginning of, you know, over 100 years ago, the police athletic leagues, where they usually started with baseball and boxing, et cetera. So it's a very historical program. We have the beginnings of the Shasta County Police Activities League. So you can include other activities, not just athletics. And we're going to be doing that through Pathways to Hope. So we're looking at some athletic programs. We're looking at other things we can do to get police officers together with kids. But it's the same concept as we're doing with Hope Park, trying to get kids together with good, strong mentors who have a lot to offer, who still have some gas in the tank to be able to give back to other people who have a wealth of knowledge that we could never understand. Trying to describe the Grand Canyon to someone and taking them there are two different things. So, you know, as they say in the military, the territory is not always the map. You know, and so we would like people who've been to the territory to kind of explain things to our kids. So we're doing that through law enforcement as well, with the Police Activities League that we're going to be running through Pathways to Hope in conjunction with the Shasta County Sheriff's Department.
Great. Now, so this, what kind of impact would you say that these people have on these younger people? They're mentees.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Maybe think back to your own experience about who was there that listened to you, who helped you when you had no one else. And that's what we kind of want to provide for these kids. A lot of times there's instability in the homes. And so we just kind of are trying to add that older adult support. We've seen in a lot of research that having an adult that's there for you actually creates like a healthier citizen. And so we want to create that.
Well, there's things you don't tell your parents that you probably, I wasn't in a lot of trouble when I was a kid, but there are things I never told my parents that I could have probably talked to with, other people, and I came from a very stable household, so I can imagine a house that's not as stable. Yeah, probably people, it's easier to talk to somebody, you kind of build a relationship with them, but they're not in your family and they're non-judgmental. So I think this is a great idea, and I think it's, I can understand how that could work very well.
Yeah, we completely agree.
You know, having been involved in our crisis negotiation team, when I was a police officer, one thing you wanted to communicate to people in times of crisis was, I'll bet somewhere back in your past, you wish you had somebody, anybody who would just listen to you. And I believe most people in the world just want to be heard. You don't have to agree with them. You don't have to fix it. But most people just want to be heard. And I think this is a really unique situation where we can bring teenagers with mentors who have a wealth of information that they can pass on. And I think people just want to be heard both ways. I think people who have information to share want to be heard, and I think teenagers want to be heard with, you know, trying to figure out the world. And we may not always agree. We may not always come to a consensus on what we believe the world is about, but at least we're being heard. And I think that the more opportunities we have for both parties to get together and do that, the better.
Yes, I completely agree. And also, we want it to be a two-way mentorship. We don't want it to just be adults teaching kids, or we also want kids to be teaching adults. I mean, the world is changing.
The world is changing.
And so
I have a 19-year-old producer in there. It's amazing the things as bright. I mean, he's an extremely intelligent young man.
Can you fix my phone later? I'll just hand it to him and he'll have it.
I don't know. Are you listening? I don't think he's. We've got somebody else that's applying for a producer job here.
They're fantastic. Lying.
We've got three or four people applying for producer jobs here, and they're in there discussing it right now. But this is just, I see this as another arrow in the quiver of keeping kids on a track where we don't end up with them doing something horrible. That they've got somebody that's going to listen to them, somebody that has ideas that they hadn't thought of, or they never heard from home. And also, like you said, the other way around.
You know, Gibson already mentioned that we are Pathways to Hope for Children, established in 1987. What happened in 1987 is the California legislature said every county needed to have a child abuse prevention program. So that's what we were back then. And as she said, it's better to look at the positive than the negative. So it changed to Pathways to Hope. Being the premier organization does that. We bring people together with all kind of collaborative efforts to prevent child abuse. And one of the things that you learn about is what's called their ACEs score. Everything that a kid goes through or that they experience, sometimes it'll give – please, sir. Sometimes it'll give them –
I'm just telling you, there's 1 minute left.
Sir. Sometimes it'll give them a score. They went through this. They went through that. And if you have a high enough score, you're very much at risk for negative factors in your life. And how many – more kids could we save if we get to them early enough? And that's, I think that's the goal.
Oh, that's the whole goal is to get them young and give them hope.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, and give them another idea for a path. Okay.
Exactly.
Again, how do people get a hold of you if they're interested in this? And, I'd just like to find out more.
So like I said, we're located in three different locations. One is 2981 Churn Creek Road, which is our Reading Teen Center. And our number there is 530-232-3610. And also our website is hopeshasta.org to learn more about us.
Great. So.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, it's a this was a no-brainer. Like most of the people I bring in, they're doing things for our community. And that's kind of the idea behind this show is, hey, there's things that you can get involved with. You know, maybe we'll reach out and we'll touch several people that go, I could do that. I'm not doing anything. I've retired now and I need, I like helping. Or they have, maybe their grandchildren aren't around here. So they can, come down there and help put somebody on the right path just by listening to them.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes. All right. Excuse me. Hey, when we come back from the news, we'll have Mark Story here from Haven Humane.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It was over in just minutes. Yesterday's mass shooting at the Christian Elementary School in Nashville left 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults dead. The shooter was taken out by police 14 minutes after a 911 call was received. Metro Nashville Police Chief John Drake says the attacker, 28-year-old biological woman who was living as a man, was a former student of the Covenant School who carefully planned the deadly rampage.
We have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this day, the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place. There's right now a theory of this, that we may be able to talk about later.
So far, no definitive word on a motive. The Senate Banking Committee has launched the first formal congressional hearing on the failure of California's Silicon Valley Bank and New York-based Signature Bank.
Today we are here to understand just how we found ourselves in the middle of the second and third largest bank failure in the United States history.
Republican Senator Tim Scott would like to hear from Treasury Secretary Yellen, but she is not at the hearing.
It is hard to believe that the Biden administration seriously is concerned about the failure that we're seeing when they themselves are shielding the top official at the Department of Treasury.
Hopes for an improving economy lifted consumer confidence this month. Following two straight monthly declines, Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index edged higher. Following massive demonstrations and nationwide strikes, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu put on hold his plan to overhaul Israel's judicial system. Watching Wall Street, stocks mixed at the moment. Right now, the Dow is up 13 points, while the Nasdaq is trading 105 points lower, and the S&P is down 14 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tens of thousands affected by the toxic water at Camp Lejeune are left with death, cancer, Parkinson's, dementia, birth defects, and other serious illnesses. And along with the harm, so many worries.
My family drank the Camp Lejeune water. What if our health gets worse and we need more financial help?
How do I protect my VA benefits and get the compensation I deserve and need?
The answer is simple. Call James Harris Law, the experienced, trusted law firm that can get you significant compensation while protecting all your VA benefits. We're already fighting for hundreds of Marines, families, and civilians who drank Camp Lejeune water. But if you miss the deadline, you could forever lose your right to the justice you deserve. So call our Camp Lejeune legal helpline now. Now may be your last chance to receive full compensation. Don't delay. Call 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is ordering his nuclear scientists to increase production of weapons-grade materials and fuel to make bombs for his growing arsenal.
The report in state media follows a series of missile launches, 7 in this month alone, and rising threats to use the weapons against his enemies. North Korea's weapons tests and U.S.-South Korean military exercises have intensified in a tit-for-tat cycle, underscoring heightened tensions in the region. State media says Kim met with officials and scientists at a nuclear weapons institute and stressed the need to ramp up bomb fuel production to meet his goals to expand his nuclear arsenal. I'm Charles Stiladesma.
Protests and strikes against unpopular pension reforms firing up again all across France. French President Macron wants to raise the retirement age to 64. News and analysis, townhall.com. The House Speaker recently indicated that the House will move forward with TikTok legislation.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, revealed Sunday that lawmakers would be advancing legislation to address national security concerns surrounding TikTok after the social media giant CEO faced a bipartisan grilling from a congressional committee. Echoing members of that panel, the speaker also rejected the CEO's assertions that Communist China does not have access to TikTok user data. He commented on the popular social media via Twitter. The speaker did not specify what legislation he was referring to, but he has joined the bipartisan chorus of lawmakers in both the House and Senate calling for a ban on TikTok. a position that also has the support of President Biden. Edwin Mora, Capitol Hill.
Layoffs beginning this week at Disney, which ultimately plans to pink slip some 7,000 employees. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. It's Tuesday, 28th of March, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's there at the helm. Good morning, buddy. What's the weather look like?
Good morning. Yeah, so we were supposed to have snow today. We don't here in Reading, but some outliers do. We have a high of 48 today. It's just going to be rain the rest of the day. We're going to see rain through Wednesday. We're going to get a little sunny day on Thursday, and then Friday through Monday, more rain. So,
well, yeah. Chance of showers, chance of showers. I look at it like, oh, yeah, but there's also a chance of no showers. So we'll see. But March comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb. It's still, they've still got some more, some
still
snow
winter,
growls
man.
Going on here for that. What about snow conditions on the roads?
Yeah, so northbound is still closed. About an hour ago, southbound was closed on I-5. Also looks like 299 westbound is closed as well.
If you're going up toward Weaverville,
yes.
And they've shut it down because of multiple collisions. Yeah. And they're closed because of whiteout conditions. They're checking chains for everybody on the I-5. It's shut down in the latest one I saw and the one you just gave. They're shutting it down at Fondale. So
yeah.
If you're planning on going north today, you might want to find an alternate route. Which is there an alternate route north?
It's 6 hours, so you would have to go down to. That actually happened once. My grandparents, because they live in Humboldt, they came over for Thanksgiving, and then the road got snowed in, and they had to drive down to like San Francisco and take 101 up.
Oh, that way.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so now you've been warned, and the weather reports and the snow conditions are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business in Anderson, a family-owned business that's been helping people for over 20 years. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have all types of programs for helping people with their propane needs. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. I'm here with Mark Story from Haven Humane. It's that time of the month again, and here you are.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. Your lab you had in here last Friday that Katrina brought in was just a lovely animal.
Yeah, we've got some fantastic dogs and cats all looking for homes. I don't know who she brought.
Boy, he should have been sprung early. This dog is young. He's a lab.
Yeah.
He is friendly. He knows how to sit. I mean, he knows all those kind of things. And but now you've got another one here. We're gonna highlight.
Well, this one is a
Bam Bam.
This is a great story. This is an adoption story. So Bam Bam came to Haven when his owner was detained. He was a young pit bull mix at first. Yep. You can read into that how you like. At first, he was very mouthy and very hyperactive, but he was also very intelligent. So he loved to train in order to get treats and praise. Our staff used that to their advantage and stuffed a Kong with peanut butter to give Bam Bam something to occupy his mouth when they wanted to leash him to go for walks, and it worked like a charm. He'd take that Kong in his mouth and roll over on his bed to get belly rubs. Outside the kennels, Bam Bam was very good on a leash and loved playing with other dogs. But inside his kennel, he had a lot of anxiety and wore his paw pads raw from pacing. He started losing weight, too. Our volunteers took Bam Bam for walks frequently to relieve his stress, but it didn't help when he was put back in his kennel. Bam Bam was such a good boy, we took him to an adoption outreach at Starbucks in Anderson, and one of the Starbucks employees fell in love with him, and she came to Haven to adopt him on March 16th. So just a few days ago, he left for his forever home after 190 days in the shelter.
Whoa.
Bam Bam was definitely a staff favorite. He was a huge love. He was on my Marks Monday mashup. He is just a great boy. So we are super happy that he found his forever home, and thank you to that amazing adopter.
Did you have gotten any feedback yet?
I don't think we got any feedback on Bam Bam yet, but that was only just a few days ago. So
that's true.
It's been just a few days.
You might see Bam Bam again.
Yeah, hopefully he'll come visit.
In the Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Yeah.
He could come back and show, hey, this is a dog that was after 190 days in the shelter.
Yep.
Over 6 months.
And
came and was just a great dog.
We just had our doggy Dash. Our doggy Dash was a couple days after that. It was on the 18th. It was a great, great day. Definitely want to thank all of our sponsors, Edward Jones, Walner Plumbing, Treats Natural Pet Marketplace, Cresco, Bright's Engraving and Trophy, and Anderson Automotive for all of that, and everybody else who sponsored. We had signs out there, and we had 124 registered runners, and then we had, oh gosh, probably 70 dogs out there. It was great, and the weather was perfect.
It was.
It wasn't too cold. It wasn't too hot. It was a perfect day if you're a runner to run, and if you're just walking to support, it was great, and the course is just absolutely amazing. Turtle Bay is such a beautiful place, so had a lot of fun. I want to thank Mandy and her team for everything they did, all of our staff that came out, but especially all of our volunteers, our board members that came out, and especially all the people that came out and participated.
Well, I knew it was going to be a success, and I'm so happy. I'm just a little personally disappointed in your rejection of me bringing my horse out there.
Yeah, sorry. The dogs don't really like the horses too much.
Well, they just have to get close to them, and she'll mm-hmm. train them for mm-hmm. it. And, mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, I could have seen, you know, a nice 3 mile walk. Mm-hmm. And the only thing is having to carry the little cart behind me to clean up after her.
But, right, I'll let you talk to Turtle Bay about bringing horses out there. I'm pretty sure that conversation's not going to go very far.
Probably not far. Okay. But they do have a new CEO.
They do.
You have a number of – you talked about Bam Bam being adopted at an adoption event. So you have – how many of these do you have?
Oh, we have as many as we can. You know, our outreaches and our adoption events go on all the time. You can follow us on our Facebook page, also on our website, and we're going to have all those on there. But we'd like to do outreaches as much as we possibly can. We partner with organizations, and we go out and we do them. We had PetSmart Charities had their adoption week a couple weeks ago, so we were out at PetSmart for a few days. And then we did that on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then on that Saturday, I believe it was, we were out at Starbucks in the Anderson,
uh-huh.
which was great. And so we really like doing that. So if anybody has an organization and they want to try and do an adoption event, you can give us a call at 241-1653. Probably talk to either Jim or Cassie, who's our volunteer coordinator, and they can help out with that, and we can get something set up. So we love doing that kind of stuff.
So if you've got an organization, I mean, you could have one down like at the VFW Hall,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
For that day.
Yep.
So that may be something to reach out to people and say, hey, we're going to host a what do they have to do? Just provide an area?
Yeah. I mean, what it normally would be was they are having an event, or like Starbucks, right? Starbucks is always has people there. So they actually did a fundraising thing for us and got some donations, which was fantastic. And so they tied it into that. So if you're having an event somewhere and you want us to participate, we're happy to do that. If you're just a business and you just want to bring more people in and do a day where you just come out, we're usually out there for usually about 3 to 4 hours is about right for us, just because, mm-hmm. you know, we got to get volunteers to come out and help. And then we decide how much space do we have? Are we going to bring the big truck and bring more animals? How big is it going to be? Are we just going to bring a van and bring a couple animals? So there's definitely a lot of different options for those. So yeah, just give us a call, and we love partnering with people in the community. We love being out in the community and doing stuff. So
okay, we'll take a break here. This portion of the show, if you're not sure what to do tonight, yeah, it's raining, but you don't get wet inside your car, is go to Taroko Asian Fusion Grill. That's right. They're having Hollywood Night, celebrating their one-year anniversary. And if you've never eaten there before, you got to try it out. It's great food. It's going to start tonight at 6:30 p.m. You can buy a $30 ticket, which includes two drinks of either wine or beer, a professional photo op, if you're dressed up like a Hollywood star, small bites and plates to go around for everyone. And they're located at 1710 Pine Street, which is on Pine Street and... it's the main street.
If you're driving down Pine Street, you'll see the big mural in parking lot parking.
Oh, this is where they painted that mural on really there, but it's one on Pine and... It's the main road right there. Starts with a C. What is it? I'm sorry. It's Pine and Placer right there. Doesn't start with a C. It's on Pine and Placer Street. They have a lot of parking there. You don't have to worry about paying. You just kind of park your car. They're going to give prizes, professional photos, and here's the best part. Linda and Pat Karch will be entertaining tonight at Taroko's. And it offers a diverse and unique fusion of Asian cuisines. For more information or tickets, go to 530-255-8863. That's Taroko Asian Grill, Hollywood Night. Singing, great food, and a way to just thoroughly enjoy yourself on a Tuesday night here in Redding. We'll be right back.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station with Carl Lindebach. Today, 8:20, it's 8:20 in the morning on the 28th of March, 42 degrees. It's going to be, yes, raining today, but that's okay. We need the rain. We keep telling ourselves that. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs, tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, and so much more. You do it all, they do it local. Located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, you can give them a call at 530-221-6800. I'm here with Mark Story of Haven Humane, and we're talking about what we had a success story of Bam Bam, been in the shelter, been locked up for 190 days plus, and was adopted March 16th. And everybody's happy. The person that adopted them, Bam Bam, everybody there at Haven Humane. And we talked about outreach, adoption events, Doggy Dash. Now, what's up next?
I want to talk a little bit more about Baxter. You're talking about Baxter, which Baxter, is the 1.5-year-old black lab. Yep.
Yeah.
So, a couple tie-ins to Baxter. So, one of the community partners that we have is Fratelli's Pizza, which is just down the street from you. And Fratelli's is great. And Fratelli's has been doing a weekly pizza creation. Designed and named after a pet of the week. And it basically it's just there to help raise funds for Haven, but also raise awareness of the animal. And this week's animal is Baxter. So, again, he's a super playful, eager, to please dog. And he was available for adoption as of yesterday morning. I'm not sure if he got adopted yesterday or not, but I want to thank Fratelli's Pizza and Brandon and his team over there for doing that, which is awesome. And also, we do Pennies for the Pups, which is a program we do with schools, with quite a few elementary schools. And basically they get pennies, you know, the changes in the couch and that kind of stuff, and bring it in. And the class that gets the most amount of money gets a pizza party, and that is actually donated from Fratelli's Pizza as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, Brandon and his team are amazing over at Fratelli's, so like to support local.
Okay, and Baxter is just a great dog. I don't even know why he hasn't been adopted.
He's a very
this is a black lab, my friends. I know they can't say he's totally a black lab, but my gosh, he looks just like a black lab.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
He is. Okay. You're going to be closed.
We're going to be closed the morning of April 11th because we're doing an all-staff meeting. So we have a team meeting once a quarter. We shut down and we do some training. It's very needed, and it's great for us just to have a time where the whole team gets together. Obviously, we weren't doing that so much during COVID, so we're back to it for the last year, which is great, and so it's really important we do that. We will be open again at 12:30, though, on that day.
Yeah, so you go down there in the morning on April 11th, and it'll be a big sign that says reopening at 12:30.
That is correct, yes.
The kitten nursery.
If you have emergencies that day, you can still call our animal control, 241-2550, okay, for emergencies only, and we will have an animal control officer on call to help out.
Okay. Kitten nursery.
Yeah, kitten nursery is about ready to open for 24-hour operations. We really never shut it down this year. We have two staff members that are permanent staff members that aren't seasonal, and so they have had kittens in there helping out all year, but nothing around the clock. But now it's going to be opening up in April, sometime in April. We are going to have a series of kitten videos culminating in a virtual kitten shower. Which will be, I believe, April 18th or April 22nd. I think it's the 22nd, April 22nd. Kittens must be healthy to be candidates for the nursery. We have special condos for queens with kittens, so if you find kittens, try to bring the mom too if you can. And please don't remove kittens from where their mother put them. Mom will be back.
So if they look like they're well fed and they're, you know, this mom's out hunting right there.
Yeah, if their eyes are gooped and they don't look good, then definitely bring them in right away. But if they're looking healthy and fed and everything else, then more than likely mom's out looking for some food and she will be back and she put them in a safe spot. So please don't remove them because they do have a much higher chance of surviving when they've got mom there, too.
We have a cat that's kind of adopted our home. Lays out on the, during the winter we take off the chaise lounge pads and put them up. And he's up there now. And he just looks at us. And he goes outside. And Linda says, you know, I was thinking about feeding him. And I went, you want a cat? You're allergic to cats. But if you want a cat, feel free to feed him, but then you're going to have a cat forever.
That's correct.
And I don't know if he's the neighborhood scoop on that is that he has not been neutered yet. So we're going to have to trap him, bring him down, get him neutered, and bring him back. So if that indeed happens.
Yes. In fact, this Thursday is going to be our first Fiesta Feral Day. Thanks for the lead-in on that. The last Thursday of the month, we will be spaying and neutering nothing but feral cats. We're hoping to do around 50 per day on that day. We're calling it Feral Fiesta Day. Drop off will be 7:15 in the morning. Make sure you're patient because there's going to be quite a few people dropping off. And pickup is the same day at 4 p.m. We have vouchers available to take off 44% to 100% of the surgery, making the cost zero to $25 per cat. Vouchers are issued after the cat is dropped off. You'll basically get those vouchers depending on where you live and where you got the cat from.
Why is it zero?
Because some of the ones in City Reading are completely supported until we run out of those.
Okay. So that's a good way to do it if you've got them in.
Absolutely.
How many can you bring in a day?
Well, it's not a day. This is one day.
Okay, so
the last Thursday of the month.
I could bring in two.
We do normal. We do our normal TNR program, which does have vouchers as well on those, which is Monday through Thursday. We limit that to five a day,
okay.
And there's a limit of two cats per person per day, and it's first come, first served. And that, again, is checking at 7:15, and there are vouchers available for that. But that's every Monday through Thursday. But the last Thursday of the month will be our Feral Fiesta Days, where we will be doing a lot more. And while I'm talking about the vet hospital, we are still doing our vaccine clinic every Wednesday from 2 to 4. It's outside of our hospital. We do encourage people to come early. We can only serve about 35 to 40 animals per day. So once we get above that, then we need to tell people that they'll have to come the next week.
Okay. So get there early.
Mm-hmm.
How early?
Oh, 1 o'clock is usually fine. An hour early is usually good.
Okay.
You just got to gauge it. It just depends. Tomorrow's going to be raining, so there could be a lot of people there. There could be nobody there. It just depends. It's kind of weird. I would think that with the inclement weather that it would prevent people, but then we have these big lines, so you never know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gee, a lot of things going on at your hospital.
We do, yeah. Our hospital
really
is
picked
doing
it
great.
Up since you got the new vet.
Yeah, Dr. Campbell is amazing. The whole team is amazing there. They're doing a fantastic job, and we're still on the hunt for a second full-time vet. But it's difficult to find vets right now.
It is. Okay.
Very difficult.
Well, let's take a quick break.
Good.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, give Patrick a call for a free consultation at 530-262-2168. Work injuries can be life-changing. If you're not getting the treatment you should, you know, that you deserve, let Patrick help you with this. He's an expert on workers' compensation. He's built his office to the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento to the border, and he can help you. He is he's a veteran. He's a former law enforcement officer, and he is just a pit bull when it comes to defending his clients. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. and for your free consultation on whether you need help or not. We'll be right back.
To the town of Alfrey, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
This is Mandy Ahrens with Shasta Beam High Speed Internet. We have been building new towers and expanding our network so we can offer 100 megabits per second speed packages to rural Northern California, giving you faster and more reliable internet. We understand that high speed internet, unlimited data, and local technical support is important to our community. Shasta Beam has internet packages that start at only $59.95 a month. Call us today for our free installation special and try Shasta Beam risk free with our money back guarantee. Visit ShastaBeam.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio for Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. Today, Tuesday the 28th, 8:33 in the morning, 42 degrees, and it's going to be raining. If you're heading north on I-5, not so fast. They had it closed down at Fondale North and at Edgewood coming south because of whiteout conditions and snow. That may be changing, but every time we get an update, they have not changed that yet. So be aware. The route up to Weaverville was closed also due to multiple collisions on that road. And speaking of vehicles, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. That includes electric bikes, too. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we're talking about what's going on out there. And we've had good stories and more good stories. I have never heard of your Feral Thursday.
It's the first
Faro Fiesta Day. It's the last Thursday of the month.
It's the first one. This is the first one. This Thursday will be the first one we've done.
The last Thursday. Okay. Spain are neutering up to 50 feral cats.
Yep.
Yeah, they go in there.
They need to be brought in a trap, too.
Yep. Oh, yeah. You can't just kind of like put them in a burlap bag. Do people do that?
No.
Well, I mean, if you capture the cat, bring
them
in.
No, they bring them in regular crates, and they need to bring them in traps.
Oh, really?
Yes, because they're not. It's not designed to be friendly cats. It's for feral cats.
Feral cats.
Yes, which are wild cats.
They are wild.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
That's what the design is.
Okay, where are we going here?
We also have a big event coming up May 22nd, which will be our 7th annual Daniel Zainine Memorial Putt for Paws golf tournament. That's going to be at Riverview Golf and Country Club. It'll be a 9 a.m. shotgun start. So we moved it from hot July to hopefully cooler May. And it's going to be on a Monday, which is a little bit different because we used to do it on a Friday. But we need teams and we need sponsors for that. So you can sponsor, and team registration is available on our website under ways to give and attend an event, and that's at havenhumane.org. Space is limited for the sellout event, so sign up online today or call the development department at 241-5262 to reserve your spot. We are looking for whole sponsors too, so a whole sponsor is $100, which is great, and we're looking to get plenty of whole sponsors out there as well, and then definitely want teams of four for that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got some really good prizes. We always have really good prizes, and I'm excited to go. I have not played golf in a while. I'm going to try and play golf at least once before that tournament, but with all the rain and everything else, man, Riverview's got to be really, really green. It's got to be gorgeous out there.
You going to stack your team with pros again?
No. I haven't stacked my team in a long, long, long time. So, no, I actually play with a bunch of friends and people that golf with Daniel Zainine.
Okay.
So.
And that includes lunch?
It does, yeah.
And it includes raffle prizes, and I won a bag there 1 year.
Yeah, it's we have some really good prizes. Mandy and her team there in development do a fantastic job of making sure that we have the best prizes, and all the golfers have a great time. It's really good, and then, you know, like I said, it's going to be really green, and Riverview is such a nice course anyway. So it's going to be beautiful, and it's going to be cooler, which is great. And so we're really looking for more sponsors again, 241-5262, or visit our website, havenhumane.org.
That's always a great event. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Linda and I take so long when we're playing, though, that when you get to that turn, I think it's 16 or something like that, and you got 17 and 18 where it brings you back.
Oh, yeah.
We just cut off and go up the hill.
Yeah, 17 and 18 are, well, 17's at par 3, so that one's actually really fun. But 18 is, it's a long finishing hole. Kind of a long finishing hole.
Yeah, so we just take
off. It's such a beautiful course, though. It really is a great course.
You know, and they actually have a little spot there on the first tee into the river right there. It's got a little sign that says, for Carl, because that's where I usually drive. That's usually my first drive is into the river off to my left. It always starts out good. It's on the tee.
It's always a good idea to donate a couple balls to the golf gods.
Well, I usually bring six balls.
I usually donate more than I need to. If I come
back with two, it's a successful day. I don't care what the score is.
Right, exactly.
Okay. All right, what's next?
Well, you talked, if you have a car that you are, a car or an old vehicle that has been sitting in your yard and you're not sure what to do with it and you don't really want to sell it, then you can donate it to Haven. So you can donate your cars, which is great. And you can donate that. You can call 855-500-7433 or complete the online donation form at havenhumane.org, and it's under services. And so this company that we've partnered with, which is called Cars, will do everything. It will pick the car up for free. It will do all the paperwork for you. It will give you the tax deductible receipt. They'll do all of that stuff and take care of it. You need to have the pink slip on the car, obviously, and it doesn't need to be running, and they'll take care of all that. It doesn't need to be a car. It could be any vehicle. So
Car, truck.
An old RV, a truck, a boat, anything like that. Yeah.
Any vehicle.
Yes, any vehicle. Doesn't need to be running, and they'll take care of it. And so just give them a call. We've had quite a few people donate. their cars to us so far, which has been fantastic. And then we get a huge portion of whatever they sell it for. So they take a small percentage of that, which is great. And like I said, they do all the work, which is great. So I know that I, in the past, have had cars that I needed to get rid of that I wish this I'd known about this at the time.
I left one on Snoqualmie Pass when I blew the transmission out in the middle of a snowstorm.
It's still there.
It just because I heard 2 years later they sent me something that said, I paid $100 for this car. This is how long ago it was. And it worked really well for like 6 months. And then left it on Snoqualmie Pass in Washington State. And they sent me something that the storage fees, you pay the storage fees, we're going to sell the car. Well, the storage fees at that point were like $250.
Right, which is worth more than the
car. And so I said, well, sell it and keep it. I have no problem.
Yeah. Let's see. So, yeah, we're full. I've talked about this the last few months in a row, and sadly I think this is going to be a topic that's going to be going on for quite a while. Whatever the reason is, I mean, we can talk about what caused this to happen in animal sheltering, but it's happening across the country. I actually just went to a CEO forum with a bunch of CEOs and executive directors in sheltering across the state. And it's happening everywhere. So we are really full. So people always ask, how can I help? Well, there's a lot of ways you can help, because I would guess that most of the people that are asking if they can help probably are at their limit on dogs and cats, whether the legal limit or just their personal limit like I'm at. I get that. So how can you help? Well, you can obviously donate. You can volunteer, and I'll talk about volunteering in a little bit. You can talk to your friends, family, neighbors about adopting. Maybe somebody's looking to. You can help network our dogs. You can share it on social media. And you can let everyone know that we've got great pets at reasonable or waived adoption fees, depending on what's going on, and that they come spayed, neutered, microchipped, and current on vaccinations. You can share our Facebook and YouTube links and help us network these deserving pets. So there are ways that you can help without adopting. So and we definitely need it, because, like I said, we are really, really, really full on dogs especially and cats. The rain has kind of hopefully put off the kitten season just a little bit, but we're going to be inundated with kittens here in the next month, and we're going to have lots of cute little kittens running around looking for homes as well. But right now it's dogs, and I really foresee us being full like this on dogs for quite some time, probably 2 to 3 years, I think. And so it's going to be a tough 2 to 3 years. So we're going to need to spay, neuter, and we're going to need people to really help out and adopt and don't shop.
Adopt, don't shop.
That's correct. Yep, adopt from a rescue or a shelter, whether it's ours or a local rescue, but please don't shop.
Every so often I see on Facebook lost pets.
Mm-hmm. And on our Facebook?
Well, no, not in yours, but other people. Oh, yeah. Lost his dog, lost mm-hmm. his dog. And you feel for him, because they always look like nice dogs. But one of the ways that you can help prevent that is having your dog microchipped.
Yeah, it certainly helps getting him home. And microchipping is an inexpensive way to help out. You are required to license your dogs, right? And the reason that you're required to license your dogs in the state of California is because licensing goes hand in hand with rabies vaccination. And so basically it's a rabies control is why you're required to license. And they're required to wear that. So they need to have a license on with a collar on. But, even the best of intentions go awry at times, because the dogs will get loose of their collar and then they don't have their collar. Well, they can't get loose of their microchips. So our microchips are $23 at our Wednesday vaccine clinics, which again are 2 to 4 every Wednesday, or they're $35 any other time. You can come in, $35, we'll microchip your dog, give you all the information, and we'll register it for you as well. So we love to get them back, our pets back to their owners ASAP, and it helps them to avoid paying impound fees too. So if an animal is picked up by one of our animal control officers, they've got one of the wands or the card readers in the car, they check them for a microchip right away. If they get a microchip that pops up, they're going to call into our dispatch. They're going to call the microchip company, get the owner's information. We're going to call the owner. And if we get in touch with the owner, so you need to make sure you keep your information updated, then we're going to meet the owner somewhere and make sure that we get that dog or cat or whatever the animal is, or horse, back to that owner before it ever enters the shelter. So it is definitely a safeguard. Now, if it's got a collar and a license on it or an ID on it, they're not even going to scan for the microchip at that point because they're just going to call the owner off of that information, which is even easier. But if, again, if that falls off, then the microchip's not falling out. So
yeah,
all my animals are microchipped. All the animals we adopt out are microchipped.
Snooki was microchipped.
Even though she never really was out without one of us,
but every so often she would. I looked down the street one day and she was just trotting down the sidewalk.
Well, in California, law changed a little bit because they actually require that any animal that is ends up in a shelter when it goes home, it needs to be microchipped. Now you can waive that if they can't afford to get the microchip, but in most cases they are going to get the microchip. So that has helped out a lot with. We'll say repeat offenders, but I don't mean the human. I mean the dog is getting out a lot.
Yeah, so. And that happens sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. Plus, they are a cutting edge of technology with the TAVR valve replacement and many more procedures that you no longer have to travel 3-4 hours to get that procedure. They can do them right there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. At Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for $0 down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, the only place I would recommend getting a haircut. Why? I haven't had a bad haircut there in 15 years. It's veteran-owned. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on my schedule with appointments, so I give them a call at 530-244-9478 and say, hey, I need to come in tomorrow. What times do you have open? And they usually have times open. It's man's last stronghold, what can I say? It's right across the parking lot off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we're finishing up our monthly show here. Volunteers.
Yeah, volunteers are amazing. I love our volunteers. They there's not a time when they don't surprise me. And we've had some tough weeks lately with as full as we are. So, you know, tough decisions have to be made. And our volunteers have been there with us and helping out with the dogs and giving them extra love and attention and doing everything they can, helping out with outreaches. We talked about outreaches earlier. You know, we can't do those without the volunteers. We talked about Doggy Dash. We talked about, you know, our Putt for Paws coming up. We can't do any of that with our volunteers. Our volunteers are just amazing. They truly are, and there are so many different areas to volunteer. You know, we have dog walkers, and we have people that play with the cats. We have people that help out in the hospital. We have people that help out in licensing, people that help out clean. I mean, there's some people that want to come help clean with dogs or cats. We have people that – we have our groomers that come in and groom every Thursday, which are absolutely amazing. These women are just fantastic. We have a woman who right now
is – do like the trimming and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. They groom the dogs completely. And, you know, some of them need medicated baths and that kind of stuff to come in with Demodex or
– mange.
Yeah, which Demodex is a mange. And different things with their skin, and they need help. It could be flea allergy, but they need medicated baths. They do a great job with that. But they'll just bring a dog that needs a little TLC in, and that'll be their lunch dog, which is great. So we have a volunteer right now that is redesigning our website. So we're updating our website. We're making it more user-friendly, both on the computer as well as on the phone. So it's going to be a lot more mobile-friendly, which is great. So I want to thank her for helping out with that. And so our volunteers are great. Cassie is our volunteer coordinator. She does such a great job with the volunteers and making their life easier and more fun. And then in turn, that makes it easier and more fun for the animals that they're caring for, which is great. So if you're interested in joining our team as a volunteer, go to our website, havenhumane.org, and go to the volunteer tab. It's an easy deal. You just fill out an application, and then Cassie will get in touch with you, and she will send you the information for the next steps in the process, depending on what you want to do and where you want to work. And then we have a scheduling system and everything. So it's not that big of a time commitment. You can be there as much as you want or as little as you want. But every second that we have volunteers there, we certainly love them, and they're fantastic. So another thing we have coming up soon is our Camp Love a Pet, which is full. We have a long waiting list on both camps. We're looking forward to it. We're making some changes. And once again, our volunteers make Camp Love a Pet. I mean, there's four of us that are staff members that are at the camp every single day. Then we have a fifth and sixth, our development department, that helps out throughout camp with taking pictures and helping out with graduation and orientation and stuff. But there's really – so really we have six paid staff members. But it takes about 20 to 25 people to do all this every day. And so we couldn't do it without our volunteers, our junior counselors, our counselors. It's just – they're fantastic. So absolutely love our volunteers and definitely want more. Our volunteers are actually, there's, if you look on our Facebook, I think it's on our website, but I know it's on our Facebook, all of our volunteers came up with a fundraiser for Easter, which is egg hiding. So if you want eggs hidden with candy in them in your yard, you can actually sign up. I don't know how many we're actually going to be able to do, but they are doing as many as they can, and they will go hide them the night before Easter for you, and then the money will go towards helping the animals at Haven. And our volunteers came up with this, so which is awesome.
And if you have two Malwas that were in John Wick, you may want to lock them up that night.
Well, I think it's going to be scheduled, yes.
Oh, okay. Just a thought.
And then another thing that I always want to talk about is our social media. You know, we're really trying to work hard on getting out weekly content for social media. One thing that we've been doing is our Mark's Monday Mashup, which is on YouTube. So every week we come up with new content. It comes out every Monday. There's a Mark's Monday Mashup. And basically I'm talking about issues that are going on. I am talking about any outreaches, any adoption events that we might have going on. But I'm also introducing you to our team, which could be staff or volunteers or both, and to adoptable animals, which is great. So, and it's usually, you know, 3 minutes long or so. 3 to 5 minutes is what it is. I try and keep it to about 3 minutes. But if you can watch that, go on YouTube, Haven Humane Society on YouTube, and subscribe and like. That certainly helps us and gets that word out. And that's another thing you can do to help network our animals.
Okay. Wow. A lot of stuff going on.
A lot of stuff going on, yeah.
How about the that Roundup app? I like that.
Yeah, you can go to the Roundup app. You can go to our donate page at havenhumane.org, and you can look on there. There's a link to the Roundup app. So the Roundup app is pretty cool. Basically what it does is it rounds up to the nearest dollar when you buy something with your bank card or credit card, whatever card you attach to it, and you put a monthly limit on it. So say you want to donate $20 a month, you put it on there. You can't donate more than $20 a month, but you could certainly donate less than $20 a month. That would just be your cap. And then Roundup will send you tax-deductible information. I'm not sure if it's monthly or annually. I think it's annually. They'll send you that information. And it's just an easy way to donate where you don't think about it. So you go to the store, something costs $2.88, 12 cents will be added to it, and you'll donate 12 cents to Haven, which is great. So just an easy way to donate. And, yeah, the Roundup app is great. So it's just one of the many ways that you can get involved and donate.
You know, one of the things that we need to think about is without Haven Humane, where would we be? And it's been going – Haven Humane has been around for how long now?
Well, since 52. So,
yeah. So just think of all the animals that would be out there or have to be euthanized as they're picked up a week later. They are able to do all the work they can because of donations, grants, and other ways. You know, putting on events, the golf event, the Bark, Wine, and Brew, the Doggy Dash, all of these things they do. And it's to help keep the doors of Haven Humane open. And all these countless volunteers that have cycled through that are just the heart of Haven Humane. But the Roundup app is just a way that it's painless, totally painless. Or maybe that car, truck, or trailer that, you know, is down the street and it's been there and you know that your neighbor, and you go over there and just say, hey, you know what, you could donate this if you're not going to do anything with it. And they could clean your property off of any extra vehicles and not have to pay for it. Yep. And all of the proceeds or a great portion of the proceeds go to Haven Humane. It's just these things that, like the feral cat of spaying and neutering of that, or of other animals, vaccinations, all of these things. When you think about it, that's Haven Humane. And it's not free. And it's a constant cycle of helping animals, raising the money to be able to help animals, to have a veterinarian there for all of these. And there's a thousand ways you can help Haven Humane.
Yeah, and I'll say this is the toughest time. I've been in animal care now for over 13 years, and this is the toughest time I've seen it in animal care. And when I got into animal care 13 years ago, we were kind of coming out of some tough times, and the field was changing quite a bit, and so. Now it's very tough. And even though it's very tough, I will say that I'm more confident than ever that working together with our community, that every day we are one step closer to a North State with no more homeless pets. Even with what's going on right now, I still feel that way, because if we work together as a community, we can make that happen. So we definitely need that community support, and we're just one member of the community. I feel like we're a very important member of the community, what we do with the animals, but we can't do it without the community support. So thank you.
Okay. Tomorrow. Gosh, we have a group of people that are raising money for to help local cancer victims here in our area, and they do it by sponsoring a barbecue trail ride where you go out on your horses and you as part of the deal you get lunch, and if it's a long ride, and but a barbecue at the end of it. So we're going to be talking about that and much more tomorrow on our Wednesday show. Everybody have a great day. It is snowing north, it is raining here, and God bless America.
You can stand me up at the gate.